What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. What's up, you guys? I just got back from hosting a retreat for some of my leaders. And I just have something on my heart that I want to talk to you guys about as far as like really taking control of your life. And the thing that was like a common theme over the weekend is we were sharing our stories and just talking about kind of where the line was drawn as far as going from where my coaches were in life. Maybe they were feeling unhappy, frustrated, just kind of content and coasting, to really like drawing the line in the sand and taking their life to the next level. There was one common theme, and that was taking ownership of every part of their life. And as I was thinking about this, it is one of the most empowering things that we can do, because if you are sitting there playing the blame game, you have no control over your future. You have no control over the situation. So think about this. If you're unhappy in your marriage, or you're unhappy in the relationship that you have with your kids, and you're sitting there and your first thoughts go to blaming your spouse because he doesn't do this and he doesn't do this and all of these things and whatever, and everything's his fault. Or maybe your kids drive you crazy and your kids are wild and your kids are disobedient and your kids are lazy and what all of these other things. If any of the problem that you're having in life right now is focused on anyone else but you, you won't be able to change. Plain and simple. So the quickest way to take control of your entire life is to take ownership of all aspects, the good and the bad. And the sooner you can do this, the quicker you'll be able to just step into the life that you want to create.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You guys have to realize that no one can make you feel a certain way. How often do we go, and I'm guilty of this, believe me, gosh, they make me so mad. Gosh, my kids drive me crazy. They're being so wild. Gosh, they blah, blah, blah. They make me this. They make me feel this. No one makes you feel anything. They do something and you choose to feel a certain way. The sooner that we can wrap our brains around this and understand that nobody and nothing can dictate how we feel and how we think And what we do once we feel those things, we can do anything. And that is one of the most empowering things to think about, because nobody has control over the situation anymore when we take full responsibility. And I know it's not easy. It's a lot easier to just blame someone else. It's a lot easier, even if it's like, even if you feel like it's a rational thought to blame someone else and it really is their fault, it's not their fault. And if we take full responsibility, we can take full like ownership of every aspect of our life. And that is so powerful. So what will happen to your life as you take ownership, as you take full responsibility? I'm going to talk about a few things. The first thing, you're going to take more risks. You're going to be willing to take more risks. Why? Because you will be able to figure it out. You will be able to deal with what comes after you take the risk. So oftentimes, like just speaking about trying something new, maybe you want to try something new, but you are afraid that your spouse won't approve, or you're afraid what others will say about you, or you're afraid whatever it is, you're afraid of something else that doesn't have anything to do with you, so you don't do it, right? This happens all the time. But if you take full ownership of the situation and you're like, I'm going to try this and I'm going to figure it out, the only way to fail at anything is if you quit. And the only person that's in charge of you quitting is you. So if you just commit to that one thing, if I'm just going to figure it out, I'm going to take full ownership and full responsibility of this opportunity, of this situation, let's go. You will be so much more willing to try new things, to experience new things in life, and to actually do all of the things that you want to do that right now you're not, because probably an external something or other is holding you back, something outside of you. Number two, you will feel far more joy and fulfillment. Far more joy and fulfillment when you are living for you instead of living for someone else. I've talked about this on previous episodes. I'm passionate about this. So oftentimes we live our lives to fit into a box that someone else has placed on us. We live our lives to kind of live up to someone else's expectations of who we're supposed to be. And that's a crappy way to live. It's a crappy way to live. So as soon as you just go, I am going to take responsibility for my life, for my choices, for the decisions that I make, and hopefully the people I love support me. But you know what? If they don't, I'm living true to me. And that's all we can do, is live true to who we are and who we're meant to be. Number three, you take away the power that other people have over you right now. Listen to that one again. When you take responsibility of all aspects of your life, you take away the power that other people have over you right now. The blame game is the fastest way to stay stuck and unhappy. As long as we give people the power to dictate how we feel, how we think, what we do, the decisions we make, we lose the power to take complete control of our lives and who we want to become. So think about it from a business standpoint. If you maybe aren't going all in with your business because your spouse doesn't support you, or your parents don't think what you're doing is very smart, or whatever, as soon as you just do what you want to do and you don't blame your spouse for your lack of success because he doesn't support you, you take so much power back. And who cares if your spouse doesn't support you? If you're doing something you love, and if you're doing something you believe in, then you do the crap it takes to prove to your spouse that you have what it takes to be successful. And I promise, if you do what it takes, he will get on board. He will see that you're happier doing something you love. He will see that you're happier living the life that is true to who you are. And If it's a business that brings an income, he will definitely get on board when he sees income coming in, because men care about that stuff, and they should. If you're taking time away from your family, you better be doing what it takes to bring in income so that it's actually paying off. Now, the fourth thing, your perspective shifts entirely when you take ownership. You shift from seeing problems to seeing solutions. And this is probably the biggest thing that shifts and the most important reason why every single person needs to flip this switch and take ownership, full responsibility. Like I mentioned earlier, they made me mad. They made me sad. They made me this. No one made you anything. They did something, sure, but you chose to feel a certain way and you chose to respond accordingly. Think about this with your kids. I know that I'll have days where I'm like just feeling stressed or I'm feeling anxious or I'm feeling a certain way. And if my kids are acting like kids, like they always do, it's so easy to be like, oh my gosh, my kids are frustrating me. They're driving me crazy. They're driving me nuts. Why don't they just this and this and this and this? Where really I am the problem. And when we come to a point where we understand that we are the problem, but we are also the solution, then we can take steps to change. I mother completely differently when I am in a headspace of taking complete ownership of every situation. If we're having a stressful day at home and the kids are being wild and there's a lot of contention or whatever, it took me years to get here, but now I no longer look at them and say, why are they doing this? What, like, why can't they just be blah, 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 blah? I look at myself and I go, why are they acting this way? What am I doing that's making them fight? What am I doing that's bringing contention into the home? We're taking a quick time out because it's the time of the month when I'm bringing on my next few clients to help you get started on your gut health journey. The deeper I get into this and my own journey, the more I just want to scream it from the rooftops because I feel so much better. And on a monthly basis, we have client results rolling in, better sleep, more energy, skin issues clearing up, moodiness lifting, lack, like way less bloat. Obviously, weight loss is a byproduct. Just so many incredible things and people feeling so empowered on their health journey again. If you've ever felt frustrated because the weight isn't coming off, the things aren't improving, you're waking up feeling one way and going to bed feeling 6 months pregnant, you're not alone. Those are things that people are dealing with on a very consistent basis and just kind of writing off of like, this is what it is, but it doesn't need to be that way. And it can, a lot of it is stemming from your gut health. So if you are interested in learning more about this, go to MicahFolsomFit.com/gut and you can learn about the program, fill out the form if you want to get started with me. But this is a life-changing program. It's 4 weeks. You eliminate the most allergenic foods, the foods that most people have the most sensitivities to. You then reintroduce those things and see how you feel and see how your body responds. And then you have an exact game plan, what your body needs, how your microbiome is and what foods it needs and what it doesn't. So it's just, it's so good. So if you're ready to really elevate your health and feel your absolute best, go to that link. Let's have a conversation and we can get you started with an exact simple game plan. MicahFolsomFit.com/gut. See you there. And you might be like, well, that is dumb because you're not doing anything. They're just fighting. They're just being kids. But that's exactly the point. I'm probably preoccupied cleaning the house, or I'm probably preoccupied working or preoccupied doing something else that's not creating a happy, joyful atmosphere for the family. And if I want to have joyful, happy moments with the kids, then I better bring my A game. and I better be patient and I better be kind and I better be loving and I better be present. So by just shifting that perspective of saying, okay, here's the problem. I know I'm the solution. How can I show up differently? How can I make changes? You completely take that ownership back and you relinquish control because you can make changes and you can navigate the situation differently. Does that make sense? From a business standpoint, I mean, if you're in network marketing, you hear all the time, I don't have any upline support. I don't have this. I don't have the same resources as that team. And I don't have this. And like I mentioned earlier, my husband doesn't support me, so I can't be successful. That's all just BS, you guys. The resources are out there. The training is out there. You have uplines that can help you. There's YouTube University that has everything you'll ever need. The resources are all there. When you no longer accept excuses as your reality, your life will change. When you're presented with a problem, when there's a trial in your life, when there's a struggle, you no longer play the victim. You no longer sit and sulk and let yourself be in that funk until someone else makes it better. You take responsibility. You make the changes. You are proactively looking for the solution. And when you show up with that mentality, your energy is different. Your feelings around the situation is different. You can get through trials and still be happy. You can get through trials and still find joy. You can get through trials and still enjoy your life and feel grateful and know that you're blessed, right? But you can also go through trials and feel stuck, feel helpless, and feel just so out of control because external things are happening that you don't feel like you can control. And I know that we can't control everything, but in every situation, there is something more we can control. We can control how we show up to the situation. We can control our thoughts and our feelings around it. We can control our perspective and what we're choosing to focus on and what we're choosing to see and how we're choosing to feel. So I'm just going to challenge you. If you are at a place where you still play the blame game, you aren't alone. I promise you, this is like 99% of people. And I still find myself slipping into that too. So if I've studied this and I've learned about it and I focus on it and am super mindful about it and I still fall back, I can only imagine how many people like this is their norm. And when it's your norm, it's a terrible place to live life because you feel out of control and you feel helpless and nobody wants to feel that way, right? So I want you guys to just make the decision to take responsibility today. Take responsibility of the bad things in your life and you'll be able to change them. Take responsibility of the good things in your life and you'll be able to appreciate them that much more. You'll be able to appreciate and believe in yourself that much more because you created that. You were a part of that good. And when you appreciate things, they can multiply. So as I wrap this up, I want to just share with you this t-shirt that I saw on Facebook today. I saw this shirt and it said, "Attitude is free." We can't decide what happens to us, but we can always decide how we respond to it. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, that's perfect. That's exactly what I was going to talk about today. And it really is that simple. Your attitude is free. Nobody can make you feel a certain way if you don't want to feel it. So take responsibility of how you're feeling. Take responsibility of the choices you're making. Take responsibility of where you're at in life today. Because until you do, you're not going to be able to fully take charge and take control of where you want to go. And I don't know about you, but I am a control freak and I like to know that I am in the driver's seat. So the more that I can just, even if it's the bad stuff, if I have to embrace it and I have to say, gosh, I created this crappy situation I'm in. I created this crappy financial situation. My health really sucks right now. I'm whatever pounds overweight and I feel like absolute crap. When you can take ownership of that, you can change it. It's just like anything. It's like as soon as you talk about it and as soon as you release it, it no longer has power over you.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's how I view problems and situations in life. As soon as you like confront it head on and take that full responsibility and ownership around where you're at, you can go game on, let's go. I'm ready to change this. But the first step in change and in growth and in like elevating your life is taking full responsibility. So let's do that today. Shoot me a message on Instagram at Micah Folsom Fit and let me know that you're all in and you have what it takes to do whatever it takes to change your life. Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams. Because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.